On the line right now, I'm nervous right now. I don't even know why. We're not even in the same room. WWE superstar. You know him from the Hardy Boys. But hey, he's individual right now on the phone with us. Jeff Hardy, how you doing?
Hey, good. Good here, kicking it in Cameron, North Carolina, enjoying my 2 days off.
Oh, good. A little R&R before you head over to Madison, Wisconsin on Saturday and give us a show.
Yeah, for sure, man. I can't wait.
We're really, really excited to have you. And I know, I think you came through last time when Madison, and I think WWE's been here a lot the last few years. Madison isn't exactly, in Wisconsin, not exactly a fitness person's dream because of the foods that we have.
That's true.
Do you indulge in some of our local fare, like, you know, the heavy beer, the cheese curds, and all that stuff?
Deep fried cheese curds.
Are you allowed to do that?
I have it, but this Saturday I plan on doing so.
Good.
You know what?
I guess
there's ladder matches, there's steel cage matches. I say we need a cheese curd match.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, we're the SmackDown Tag Team Champions again. I mean, how crazy is that?
Oh, that's great.
Woo! Hey, Jeff Hardy, thank you so much for joining us on today's Q106. Our radio family has a few questions that we're bringing to you today. We're going to start it off with one of our fan favorites, little 9-year-old Cordell, who's going to be at the show on Saturday. And this was his question to you, Jeff Hardy.
Do you do your face paint by yourself?
Do you do your face paint yourself, or does someone do it for you?
No, I do it myself. It's kind of like, you know, I got to cut my own grass, so I have to paint my own face.
Whoa, I didn't expect that.
By now, you ain't got a guy for that? I'm not even a WWE superstar, and I got somebody to paint my face for me.
Yeah, it takes between 30 minutes and an hour. I mean, it's a lot of extra work, so yeah, I'm not sure if I'll paint up this weekend or not.
Wow, well, Jeff, you know,
a lot of extra work.
Those viral videos that have been going on now with women doing kind of tutorials on how to do makeup and contouring. You should do one showing off your face painting if it takes up to an hour. Have you done one of those videos yet to go viral?
Yeah, WWE put one out, and it did. It was like millions of views.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to find that.
Yeah, the coolest thing about it, the background music was my old theme song from like 08 and 09, No More Words. Fans have been dying for it. I just hadn't been able to get it back.
That's great. That's so wow. Cool. What a great way to reach fans on all different platforms.
And it's the one whenever I painted RKO on my face when I was in the feud with Randy Orton. So yeah, it's a cool video.
Heck yeah. That's so cool.
And then one more question from today's Q106 radio family comes from Bob, who is a huge WWE fan. In fact, him and his husband went to WrestleMania for their honeymoon.
Wow.
So he says, Jeff Hardy, do you get flashbacks of TLC matches when you walk into Home Depot or Lowe's? That means table, ladders, and chairs.
Yes, Jeff. What I need is a sponsorship.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm surprised that this TLC match brought to you by Home Depot.
Oh, that's smart. See, yeah. We're always thinking here.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it now.
Now, I got to ask you, you're near your 40s. I'm not going to say, you know, where you're at on there, but you're incredibly fit.
Yes.
How many hours a week do you work out to keep that physique? Because as you know, and a lot of wrestlers know, as you get older, your body, it starts to change. I mean, is it getting harder and harder?
A little harder. I'm 41 years in, man. So, I mean, I do cardio every morning and weights 3 days a week.
Wow.
It's working out great for me. Yeah, and eat and diet. Diet's so important.
That's the hardest part.
That's the hardest thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and especially when you're around Wisconsin, all the cheese and stuff we got here. That's why I don't look like you.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
What is your go-to cheap food then, Jeff Hardy?
Cheap food, it's bound to be pizza. I'm sure
pizza.
Pizza with pineapples and banana peppers.
Even bad pizza is good pizza.
Wait, did you say with banana peppers?
Yeah, exactly.
Was the first one pineapple?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
That might get you some. That might make you a heel even more. Like that's gonna get folks to turn on you. You're trying to talk about pineapple on pizza.
I'm a sucker for a Big Mac too. Every now and then.
Oh,
from Mickey D's. Yeah.
All right. Now we've talked to some fighters, some UFC fighters before, and one of the problems they have when they go out in civilian life is drunk guy at the bar likes to challenge them sometimes.
Oh.
Do you ever get that because of who you are?
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I've seen it before, especially with smart butt people that say, hey, that stuff's fake. You know, that's always a very offensive to a pro wrestler. So,
absolutely.
I've been lucky. It's never happened to me. I mean, so I've been pretty much lucky.
It never has in your 20-plus years being a WWE superstar?
Look at a picture without a shirt on.
Oh,
I'm not causing any problems with this guy.
And speaking of your history with WWE and being part of this franchise for over 20 years, what's something that's changed that you miss or something that's changed for the better that you just love?
Everything. I think the main thing, we had a taste of it a while back with a local tag team in the women's division. But the local matches, the enhancement guys, they used to call them the jobbers, the nobodies, when they used to wrestle the superstars.
Yeah.
Right when we started, that's all it was. It was the superstars against the nobodies until the big pay-per-view or whatever. So I miss those days.
All right.
I remember as a kid, I remember turning it on and you'd see like, you know, a name like Jeff Hardy versus Dave Davidson. And I was like, Dave Davidson's about to get a butt whooping today. Like, I don't know who Dave Davidson is, but he's about to get his biscuits handed to him.
Yeah, for sure. I miss that because every now and then you would see some extremely, like, superb talent. And so, yeah, I miss those days.
That's great.
It would be Jeff Hardy versus Guy at the bar.
Yeah. Bring it on back.
We
sponsored
are
by Home Depot.
We are so excited to see you and WWE live at the Alliant Energy Center this Saturday. WWE superstar Jeff Hardy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yay, thank you. I'll see you Saturday.
You bet. Woo! Thank you.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.